Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord for his grace that we can be again gathered here to hear what he has to say unto us. We welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In particular, our brothers and sisters who are joining us worldwide online. Their sister and brother Oleg is gathered in Portugal, and I have a word of greeting from brother Oleg. They were in Moldavia in the meetings there, and they were giving report how they were blessed by God. And he writes, the powerful preached word penetrated our hearts. This is wonderful. And then he wrote us that the president of the island, he has given an invitation to Brother Frank. He will take care that the meeting place and the transport can be arranged, and all the advertising in radio and newspaper can take place, and Brother Frank is invited to also visit the neighboring islands there. Only the dates have to be still fixed up. We are happy for all our brothers and sisters who together with us are having part in the preaching of the word and in the preparation, because the coming of the Lord is very near. We are very confident that the Lord will speak to our hearts tonight. And we want to give him our praise by singing songs. Let us start with song number 19 from these little booklets. Hold the Four, number 19. Hold the Four.
Yeah.
We want to fight, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the souls. Let us tune in, song number 28. Song 28, when all my labors. Thank you, brothers and sisters. No one can imagine what kind of glory it will be when we will meet our Lord, when we will see His face, who loved us so much, who redeemed us, who has crowned us with mercy and loving kindness, who carries us, who leads us, who guides us, who takes care for us in all situations, who hears and answers all our prayers, who has done so many things, good things for us. It's such a desire in my heart to see His face, to fall at His feet. It is so wonderful. It will be wonderful. And also now we can sit already at His feet as His disciples and may hear His loving words. And we trust that the Lord will speak mightily to our hearts tonight. Just so wonderful. Now, I would like to read us a word of God from Ephesians chapter 3. From Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 4. Then I asked Brother Alfred Borg to pray with us. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 4, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the realization of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Brothers and sisters, this unsearchable riches of Christ, which was hid beforehand in previous time, now it was revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets, and also revealed to us by the gospel, by the preaching of the gospel. And we are of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. We have part in it. Oh, how I am joyful that we are partakers of his promises. We are a part of his plan. It happens with us and through us. And we are grateful to God that the Lord has done great things in us and through us. To him be the glory and the adoration and worship. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that we can be gathered here tonight. Even the outward circumstances are not very nice, we ask for your help. Help each one of us. Be merciful to all of us. We have heard already your wonderful word. We thank you that you revealed all these mysteries in our time by the sending of your prophet. And you let us have part in it. We thank you for it. And we praise your name also tonight. We invite you, please come into our midst. Speak to us through your wonderful and holy word. Work and give grace to speak, give grace to hear, and give grace to believe. We are children of promise. We thank you for every promise They are all yes and amen. Let it be manifested in our midst, in all our lives. Please have your own way tonight in our midst. Help us. Help us. You know what each one of us needs, and only you can help. You are able to save. You are able to heal. You are able to deliver the captives. Also, we thank you for everything. Also for the songs, for everything what we heard already. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us sing, only believe, only believe. You may be seated. When we have sung, only believe, the thought just came to me. We don't believe just something. We believe what God has said and promised to us in His Word. We believe the promises of God. Abram believed not something. Abram believed what the Lord God promised unto him. And therefore, we are children of promise. And we truly may believe every promise of God. And as already the singers have sung, faith is the victory power. There are two special verses which we should actually memorize. Luke 8, verse 11. The word is the seed, and the seed is the word. And then, what is it? First John chapter 5 verse 4, the faith is the victory which has overcome the world. Not an imagination, not a pious wish, but the faith which is anchored in the promises of God. The faith which connects us directly with God and which brings us from the faith into the fulfillment. Firstly, we greet all of you worldwide who are joining us online, who are connected with us, and also who are joined with the Lord. And that's what's all about. It's very important. Then we greet all who are here. And I believe the most far journey our brothers from Romania made, 1,600 kilometers they were driving by car to be here in the meeting and to hear God's word and to experience with us what God is doing right now. Then we have visit from Finland, also not much less kilometers. Then visit from all over Europe, visit from Flagstaff, USA, visit from Edmonton, Canada, visit from Johannesburg, South Africa, visit from the DRC, visit from the Ivory Coast. Just our brothers and sisters, they are coming from near and far to hear the word of the Lord. And today we greet especially all who could not come. May the Lord God bless them. The nice thing is that all may hear worldwide. I believe Brother Luke will not be angry with me if I mention something here now. But he was really in the plane flying over the Atlantic and was hearing the sermon, flying over the Atlantic Ocean, and hears and listens to the sermon. It's very nice when we are at home and can switch on the devices and hear it. But above the ocean, and then hearing the sermon, it's just very powerful. May God bless our brother Luke. Just now he made his certificate. He was richly blessed. We are very happy with him. Then we have greetings. I will be very brief. Greetings from Brother Paré, from Burkina Faso, Brother Temple Cameroon, Brother Jacques Ivory Coast, Brother Adi Romania, Brother Müller, from Germany, Brother Malcolm South Africa, Brother Elisha from Goma, and Brother Udo from South America, Orleans, Brother Silla, Argentina, Brother Nyagi, Nairobi, Brother Cecil, Pretoria, Brother Daniel, Cape Town, Brother Ngonga, and our brother Mwamba from Australia. Then we have here greetings from Brother Vladimir, from Bashkirian, whoever knows where it is, Bashkirian. Then, greetings from Cabinda, Angola. Greetings from the Congo. Greetings from Brazzaville. Greetings from Romania. Greetings from Nancy. Greetings once again from Bashkirian. Then, greetings from Brother Adonis, greetings from Brother Kiemba, and greetings from Cape Town, greetings from Brother Kaspar from Prague, greetings from Cabinda, greetings from the Congo, DRC, then from the capital, from the Ivory Coast, Mamoudzoukouro. All brothers and sisters are sending greetings from Durban, South Africa, Romania, from Cluj, and Brother John from Bucharest, Brother Bruce from Cape Town, Brother Ferry from Hungary, our brother and sister Holviti and all from Finland, and Brother Gajewski and all from Poland, and once again Brother Israel, South Africa, Brother Patrick, Kinshasa, Brother Jan Denver, Colorado, Brother Mwamba, South Africa, Brother Emmanuel, London, Brother greetings from Kishinev, Moldavia, greetings from Cuba, greetings from the Congo, greetings from Palermo, especially from Brother Gerlando, greetings from Burundi, once again greetings from the Congo, greetings from Brother Kaliba, DRC, and Lusaka, Zambia, and Malawi, and once again Cape Town, Brother Daniel, Cape Town. Once again, Brother Mwamba, Congo, Brother Chauffeur, Rwanda, Brother Chihuahua, Zimbabwe, then our brothers, very difficult to read, a very difficult name. The brothers know exactly who is meant. That they know. I really read every email, and I'm grateful. Then we have ministering brothers, Brother Müller from Austria, our brothers, Brother Gilbert from Paris, all brothers who are ministering with the word. Be welcome in a special way. Be specially welcome. May the Lord bless us together. Today, it's a special day. And may this day be dedicated to the Lord. We especially look back to that, what happened in Kishinev. Just very powerful how God opened doors and hearts. And we thank our brothers, especially our brothers in Romania, Brother John, Brother Daniel, Brother Florin, all the brothers there who made efforts to arrange the meetings in Moldavia. It's really good to experience and to witness how brothers are really at work there. And that what became great for them, they want that it becomes also great for others, and that it's passed on to others. And the man who was leading the interview was a Baptist, and God spoke to his heart. And we will see what kind of result altogether will come there. The seed is being sown, and everyone must receive the sown seed in a well-prepared heart by faith and thanking God with all their hearts for it. Then we have the worldly events, the timely events. Brothers and sisters, one cannot go here into all the details, especially that the most overdue world order, the overdue world order is finally coming into existence. It will come into existence. We have all the details here, especially concerning Israel. All the emails which are sent to me about that, what is happening at the moment there, also with Israel and the Vatican and Jerusalem and Israel and Palestine and what is going on there. Here one email says, the Pope gives to the Paris, gives the peace angel to the President Abbas of the Palestinians. Very nice. We never mingled into politics. We never mingled into religion. We will continue and hold fast to the preaching of the word. Everybody may believe what he wants. Everyone may do what he likes. But the president who recently said, only when Israel does not exist anymore, then we will have peace. And then such a man, to call him a peace angel, I think that's a bit far called. Then we hear Palestine's secures the religious freedom to the Christians. And who was negotiating? And why are not the Jews mentioned? The Christians are promised religious freedom, and the Jews are not mentioned. Then we have here, and this really must be said, all the good gestures of the Pope. Here he asks the Waldensians for... He apologizes for what the Catholic Church has done. The Waldensers, before Calvin, before Hus, they were persecuted. And now he's apologizing. Now the Pope is apologizing. He has just a good heart. One cannot say it differently. Then, even about the Kataras, and even for Jan Hus, he was apologizing that he was burned at the stake, at the laughter of the Council Fathers in the city of Constance. He was burned for everything. He is apologizing. At the Pentecostals, he is apologizing. Then it says, Vatican signs the treaty with the state of Palestine. He signs a treaty with Palestine, with the PLO. Then, brothers and sisters, then the grace of the unity and the great temptation, and then the declaration, the faith in the triune God unites us all. The faith in the triune God unites us all. And all the other things can be overcome. We are listening, we are hearing precisely. All these details, all these reports could be read here, but today we have not come here to read all this kind of stuff. Then the churches are celebrating together Martin Luther, and then they said what must be said, and we are watching it, and we know when all these things are coming to pass, when the deadly wound is healed, when all the daughter churches are returning into the mother's bosom, then it is so far. And we all can see it. We all can experience and witness it. It must happen this way, because it's a part of Bible prophecy for the end time. Then we have the good reports. 1933, Brother Branham has seen a vision when a car was driving automatically without a driver sitting at the steering wheel. Years ago, we had the photos, and now we see in California, not only one car, they're just driving hin and vor, and they're driving, and in the midst, there's a table, and they can play cards. As Brother Branham has seen it, 1933, and he said, here, there's a picture on the of a car. As a plane can be directed with what kind of speed, so also now they can do it with a car. Brothers and sisters, the time has become serious, very, very near it has come. And time and again, we can point to it, as it was said, when all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads. And then the European Union, one is claiming the divided capital Jerusalem, It shall become now the divided capital of the Jews and the Palestinians. Divided land. That's how it is written in the prophet Joel. They have divided my land.
And then
something very special. Also concerning the Jews, the returning of the Jews. May God bless his people Israel. But may God bless all the peoples and tongues, and may he open their eyes, that God only used one people to declare his plan of salvation, in which all the other nations are included. God only used prophets to announce what would take place. But also all the nations he included already in Genesis 12 with Abraham. In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. May all neighboring countries recognize that Israel was set for a blessing by God, as Paul expresses it in Romans chapter 9. The law, the making of the covenant, the promises, everything he has given unto his covenant people Israel. But in these promises, we are all included. And we are part of it, of course. What is really bothering, we find in this news, Iran and Russia are making a new union and are preparing everything, what is necessary, what will be necessary. So that, what is it? As written in the sixth or fifth trumpet, when the time will come, yes, then it comes, then it will happen, that one-third of mankind, one-third will be no more. And everything is at the river Euphrates. I noted it down. The nice river Euphrates, 2,270 kilometers long. And behold, it starts in the Persian Gulf, there where paradise was, and it ends in Turkey. And then the four judgment angels are bound there for day and hour. And now we see how everything is coming to pass. But this is not our main thing, brothers and sisters. We're just here to let the Word of God speak anew to us and to know. Also, when Paul, let me just read it quickly. We have read, of course, in Ephesians, in chapter 3, we received the insight, the understanding of the plan of salvation of our God. We were reading it. And by faith, we received it. As written here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. The understanding into all the details, up into the all the details, in all of the plan of salvation of our God. In these days, especially Romans 8, Romans 9, Romans 10, Romans 11, it really spoke to me recently, how the Lord God used the Apostle Paul just to set forth everything so that even a fool cannot err, that no question is left, but that all receive the understanding of the plan of salvation of our God. Brothers and sisters, how grateful we can be for the Old and for the New Testament. How grateful we can be for the prophets. How grateful for the apostles who were setting forth everything and who left them to us. So that we don't have to be troubled. Don't have to be troubled to how the plan of God is. But here we have the full understanding of the plan of salvation of our God. Please, let us take one word, one verse from the Old Testament to understand that what is happening in the New Testament. Amen. And to know that God fulfills every promise. Whatever he has given, he will fulfill it. In Joshua, Joshua, chapter 23, Joshua, chapter 3, verse 14, and behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you.
Keine einzige unerfüllt geblieben ist.
All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. This is very mighty. This is very mighty. All the promises of God are yes and amen. And therefore, we can believe with all our hearts whatever God promised to us. The main promise is, behold, I go to prepare the place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself, that you are there where I am also. The return of our Lord remains the main subject, the preparation, the calling out, that we are really made ready unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we all know, in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 1, the man of God put it and left it to our hearts and left it in writing what we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. And these verses, one actually could read every time anew. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, from verse
18.
But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. You see, Paul preached the word, but it was God's word. It was not yes and no, it could be this way or that way. No, he founded and grounded it upon the promises of God. And therefore, yes and amen. Verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus, and Timothy was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. In him was yea. The exception. God accepted us. He has given us the adoption by sons, as sons. Although my glasses are not clear, here it's written in verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. That's what it's all about. That we are really settled and grounded in the Word of God and are found in the promises of God. And that God can put His seal upon us. And as we said many times, God cannot seal any error. God cannot seal any compromises. God can only seal what He has laid Himself into us. God is true, and God's Word is true. And all promises of God are yes and yea. And we truly can receive by faith everything without any resistance. Firstly, let us go to Galatians chapter 3 to once again emphasize this, how Paul was led by the Spirit of God. And today, we are led into the same word, into the same revelation. Galatians, chapter 3. Here it's verse 7 and 8. Galatians 3, verse 7 and 8. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Not only a promise, a promise which is connected with the salvation of God. Therefore, the divine message is a salvation message, a gospel. And this is the day of salvation. And God wants to help us on the day of salvation. It's written here. Through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Just as we said already, all nations should thank God that there was an Abraham, that there was an Isaac, that there was a Jacob, that God already announced the gospel in advance, writing it down. Let us read Galatians 3, verse 14. Galatians 3, verse 14. Here we have once again the confirmation that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Just so wonderful how God was placing these things, promises in the Word. And then that what God promised, receiving it by the Spirit in the blood-bought flock, that it's not only a promise, but that it becomes a divine reality. And the same we find here in verse 19, in Galatians 3, verse 19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come. Till the seed should come. The seed was promised from Genesis 3, verse 15. And the seed is Christ, and Christ is the Word. The Word is the seed. And we received our beloved Lord, and ourselves we have become the seed of God by His grace. That's how it is written in Galatians, chapter 4, Galatians, chapter 4, verse 28. Now, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. And then it's being said, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Here is actually a key word. Really, a key word. Abraham had also Ishmael. But Ishmael was not born because of a promise. And also the other six sons which Abraham had with Keturah were not begotten according or after the Spirit, after the promise. And that what is born of the flesh is flesh, and only that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And therefore our Lord said, ye must be born again. And also here, we must go back to your and my beginning. How was the Son of God manifested here in the flesh? He was the Word. He was the seed. And then came the Holy Spirit upon Mary. And that what shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And according to Matthew 13, the children of God are the seed of God. We are divine seed. We have received the Word of God by faith, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us to give and to bring forth the new divine life in us. That's how God placed and ordered it by God. Let us go back to Romans. Here the man of God had set forth mighty things, especially in chapter 9. We all know what is written in chapter 8. It's one of the most powerful chapters in all of the Bible. Already in verse 1, Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The accuser of the brethren must go. He must be He must be... The letter of requirements was torn into pieces. Our guilt, our sin is forgiven by the blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary. There's now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then we have the most precious word in Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Just very powerful. It doesn't profit much to make ourselves accusations about that what was not the way as we would have liked it or as God would have liked to see it. God really you and my life, God included into His plan of salvation. And when the time was fulfilled, we hearkened unto Him. We came to Him and we received the new life from Him. And now comes Paul in chapter 9. Here he reveals his pain. Brothers and sisters, I'm much away. I'm not comparing myself with Paul. There's no man on earth who could compare with him. But here the man of God writes, right in verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. You all can read on. A man of God from the tribe of Benjamin, belonging to the people of Israel, and he has this heavy sorrow in his heart because the Jews, at that time, the Jews did not accept and receive the salvation of God, didn't recognize our Lord. And Paul had such a sorrow about it. And sometimes I think about it. When our beloved Lord was on the earth, Saul was sitting at the feet of a Gamaliel. How often I was thinking about it. How he must have judged himself, saying, Lord, Lord, why was I not with Peter and John? Why was I not with them? And then he writes as a misborn child. And this shows us, after his ascension, apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, he was sitting in the church, speaking out commissions, and he has sent men of God, and every man of God will have sorrow. There's no man of God who would just preach and then going home. Believe me, I have sorrow in my soul. I want that all who hear the word of God now, that they never fall into any error. Just think of it. Today I had 3 phone calls. And in these 3 phone calls, the following scriptures were presented. The one brother refers to Isaiah 42, verse 1, and he says that the scripture is now being fulfilled by him, through him, and the brothers are in great havoc how things will go on now. And I just said, tell this man that he should go where he came from. Here, Isaiah 42, it's written, of course, of our beloved Lord, from verse 1 up to verse 4. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the Gentiles. And then it's described precisely what would take place. And in Matthew 12, from verse 15, we have it, of course, precisely described. And then comes a crazy man and says, this is the word written for me. One really has to say, people are of corrupt minds. Here, Isaiah 46, just imagine what is written here in verse 10 and then verse 11. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, and the man and the other brother is referring this word to himself, and he says, I am that man. Just unbelievable what people have, what kind of error they have, and when does it happen? When they think of themselves something. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us be grateful. And I have to say time and again, God is never in an error. God is always true. And God's word remains true forever. And as Peter said, we declared unto you the word which remains forever. So, back to the Word of God. Back to the biblical teaching. And as written in Romans 16 by Paul, that brothers would come on the scene who will cause splits and divisions. Such brothers have to be thrown out quickly. They have no place anymore. And with them you cannot speak anymore because they are deceived. One cannot speak with any deceived person. And I really have to tell these brothers, over the phone, I don't speak private things. Everything what must be preached will be preached publicly. All the world shall hear it, what was said here. And therefore, the emphasis is upon it, that we remain in the Word, abiding in the will of God. Only the Word is the seed. And only the faith anchored in the Word of God is the victory which has overcome the world. And only in the Word we can be sanctified and can experience the completion. Let us come back to Romans chapter 9. Just very powerful. How Paul is setting forth the plan of salvation with Israel and also with the church. As we emphasized right now, in chapter 9, he declares his pain, verse 4. Romans 9, verse 4. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory, and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. And here's the point. The promises must be received, must be accepted, must be believed. And brothers and sisters, when we then read in chapter 11, let me just say it, let me emphasize it beforehand. Israel, the elected people, the chosen people, and then from the election, he has called out his elect, so that in the summary, they did not receive what God has given them. And then God has chosen those from the elected people. He has chosen them who believed what God promised. They reached the goal. Just so wonderful. God has also given the word unto the church. The service, everything has given to the church. And now it's very important that we personally experience it. Something else here. In verse 8, Romans chapter 9, actually one should read already from verse 6. Romans chapter 9 from verse 6. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect. For they are not all Israel which are of Israel. So God's word, God's promise has not become of none effect. God's word, God's promise remained, but it only found fulfillment in them who recognized the day of salvation and recognized that what God has given to them. The same it is today. Also we, as then, at the time they could say, we have Moses, we have the prophets. On the seat of Moses the scribes were sitting, and they were keeping the people of God away from that what God promised. And what is today? Today there are scribes. There are scribes who are sitting on the throne. Who are sitting on the seat of a prophet. I have 246 statements which I have to be dealt with. Brothers and sisters, what has happened? Who has commissioned these people? Who has placed them onto the seat? When did they ever receive a commission from God? No man needs to make clear what Brother Branham said to me. No, it's clear. The Spirit of God rests upon us, that everything what was said by the Spirit of God is being revealed to you and me by the same Spirit of God. I need no one who comes to me and wants to say, tell me something about the seven thunders or about the tenth vision or about the third pull or. No, the ministry of Brother Brim was done. It's finished like the ministry of Moses. And what did Joshua do? He has laid the word which was given to Moses into the Ark of the Covenant, and he went to the river. And then with the covenant, with the Ark of the Covenant, he was crossing the river Jordan. And the promise was upon the land, upon every step, every land upon your feet will step, I have given it to you. And Moses was on the Mount of Nebo. Look in the country, but you are not allowed to go into the country. Then this is God's decision. Then we say amen to it. And then came the continuation, and the land was conquered. And at the river they could say, of all the promises of God, not one single one remained unfulfilled. So, not speculations, but the faith that God is watching over His word. And that we are really the children of promise, receiving the word of promise, getting it revealed, and are by this in the kingdom of God, and are having part in everything what the Lord is doing right now. Also those who are writing books and are saying that the prophet will return. Even now the newest story that Joseph Branham is a prophet, and that he will raise his father, Brother Branham, from the dead. Stop it. We are waiting for the coming of the Lord. Not that a prophet returns. John the Baptist doesn't have to return. Why then? Why? We are really at the point, whether you like it or not. Beloved, have no inner resistance. It time and again must be said, as sure as Brother Branham was said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And then the man of God makes the adding and says, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message will be the forerunner. I'm asking myself, why do the false brothers not find that what the prophet really said? We are finding that what was said to the prophet from the supernatural light, and this we believe with all our hearts. And let us say it with a joyful heart. In the past 50 years, the message was carried into all the world. Who can bypass the reality? Who can say this is not true? When the word of God has reached all nations, after the going home of Brother Branham, just as he was told, that's how it has happened. And now, when we are now experiencing that the last nations, the smallest islands, as Brother Miskis mentioned it, the two Portuguese-speaking islands, there the mayor is inviting and says, I carry all the costs. This man must come here and must preach the word of God unto us. Just think of it. God opens the doors. God opens the hearts. And He gives really the grace that His holy word is reaching the ends of the earth. And it's being preached. So, in the bride of the Lamb, there may be not a private interpretation, only God's holy word connected with the promises which God has left unto us in His word. And God already said in the prophet Amos, He has given the promise that He would send a hunger into the land, and that people would travel from east and west to hear the word. And the same Lord, the same God, commands a Brother Branham to store in the food. Yes. And the same God has mercy upon us and gives us the commission to give out the food. Brothers and sisters, this I not only just say, I say it before the Almighty God. The Lord is giving us to have part in that what is happening on the earth by the promises of God. The true calling out, the calling out from all denominations. Tell me, of all the people who are preaching William Branham, who is preaching all or the whole council of God? Who? Who is informing the people in this time according to the word of God? Who is preaching, you must come out? They themselves are still in confusion. How can someone who is still in confusion, who is still in the Babylonian captivity, how can he preach that others should come out? First, we must have come out first before we can preach to others, ye my people, come out and be ye separate. That's how this happened in our time by His grace. Let us read two more scriptures in Romans chapter 9. Verse 8 and 9. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. Always promise. For this is the word of promise. At this time, I will come. It's written three times. Firstly, in Genesis 17, two times in Genesis 18. At around this time, next year, I will come again. And then Sarah, your wife, shall have her son. That's how it was promised. And that's how it has happened. Brothers and sisters, please, once for all, let us receive it by faith. That we are not just belonging in generally to the Church of God, but to the overcomers. Seven times it's written in Revelation 2 and 3, he that overcometh. That's written of the Nicolaitans and their teachers and their doctrines. And that of Balaam, what he said. When we read the church age messages, then we are informed about that, what the Spirit of God was rebuking. And the true church of God remained on the true word of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, justified by the faith, in the faith of the and sanctified in the word of God. Your word is the truth. Sanctify them in thy word. So, now it's about the promise of the return of Jesus Christ. It's about the promise. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. It's about, as we read it here many times recently in Hebrews, that it doesn't turn out by anyone that he is left behind. It's just about that we have an inner sorrow that God comes to his right in the church, and that no one is presenting own interpretations by his cleverness, but that we all abide in the word of promise and that we receive the spirit of promise. Let us say it once again. Abraham had many sons, but only one who was born because of a promise. And ye, beloved brothers, are children of promise. Children of promise. Let us always emphasize it with all our hearts in the presence of the Almighty God. The Almighty God has watched over his word, has fulfilled the promise. I send unto you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. God watches over his word. And the promise could not remain unfulfilled. It had to find fulfillment because God was watching over his word. And also we will be able to say, not one single promise remained unfulfilled. But here's the point, brothers and sisters. Whoever believes our message? Who believes our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Just go. We are not judging. All have the right to believe what they like. But go in the Pentecostal movement. Go into charismatic movements. Just go. What good are the millions? What good are the millions who are bypassing that what God promised for this time? And now it comes. You and I, we could recognize that God didn't bypass us and that we didn't bypass God, but that God has given us the grace to recognize the fulfillment of the promise, receiving it by faith, and seeing just as Elijah took the 12 stones and was rebuilding the altar of God and then laying the sacrifice upon it, and then the Lord has given the confirmation as the man of God was praying, let it be manifested that you are the only God in Israel and that I am your servant. Was it not like this with Brother Branham? Was it not on the 7th of May 1946 when the angel of the Lord came to Brother Branham? I read it over and over again. I like to read it. The light, the supernatural light, came into the room and the angel of the Lord stood there and he said, "Fear not." These were the first words. Fear not. I have come. I've been sent to you from the presence of God to give you the commission. And as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. They were given to him. And brothers and sisters, if one really experiences it personally, do you know what kind of responsibility is connected with it? Do you know what kind of sorrow concerning the people of God, what kind of sorrow is going on in one if people are bypassing the promise of God? But right thereon, we recognize the children of promise, because they believe the word of promise and they receive the spirit of promise and they are being led into all the truth. And then we also recognize why Brother Branham has said in the last church age the church age will go over into the bride age, I've noted it down how many times the word Brother Branham mentioned the word bright. Perhaps I can take it, I can bring it tomorrow with me. It's just so tremendous. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. The friend of the bridegroom came on the scene. He has brought the divine message, and this message is reaching all the bride worldwide. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And one day we will also say, and this is the one of the most mentioned question: what is the difference between the foolish and the wise virgins? By God's help, one day I will say it to you, the difference between the wise and the foolish virgins. In any case, God was taking care of it, that all who recognize the promise now who are not interpreting and saying, the prophet must return. Be honest. Is this not foolish? Is this not foolish? If somebody says, the prophet must return, this is foolish. What is wise? The opposite of foolish. And if we take all these points, which are believed by the foolish ones, we can really rejoice. We can jubilate with all our hearts. We can thank God that we are not part of the foolish, but that we are part of the wise who can believe as the scripture says. To him, to the Almighty God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps we sing Just As I Am. Who will sing now? The two sisters will sing. We have a bit of time. We are in the presence of God. We will call all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. And especially all those who are coming for the first time. And let me say it, brothers and sisters, friends, we are here to serve. We are here to pray with you and for you. We are here in the name of the Lord, not only to preach the word, but that the word is finding confirmation, that really all who hear the word now and who believe it, that they are blessed, that they are saved, that they are healed. And so that I don't forget it, we have a special prayer request in our midst. Our brother Peinelt, some know him from the recent years. He is preparing himself for the going home. He phoned me and he said, I remember the time in Krefeld, but since 17 years he cannot walk anymore. He is paralyzed and he must be looked after. We will see how God leads it. I'm ready to travel every distance. If God gives the slightest hint, the slightest instruction, but also all the other requests, we will lay before the Lord. All who cannot cope with themselves, with their problems, everything we will lay before the Lord. No one needs to leave this meeting as he has come. And please, let the word really fall deeply into your heart. as sure as we are the children of promise, and as sure as all the promises of God have been given to us, how should God not give us everything with Him? By the finished work of redemption, everything was given to us. And those whom He saved, He justified. But that's how it must be started. The salvation must be received and accepted. We all must enter the narrow gate and must step upon the straight way, coming to the Lord. Let us now hear the song, and then we will see how the Spirit of God will lead.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht ihm Erlösten, wacht ihm erfort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort, wachet der Herr, kommt bald.
Amen.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes dereinst gesetzt. Wachet der Herr, kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet der Herr, kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very soon, oh how nice, we will also enter there with joy. Just so nice that we may believe this promise. Let us bow our heads, our hearts are beating for the Lord. His word addressed us. We receive it and accept it by faith. We believe that God's promises remain. They do not stagger. Jesus sealed with His own blood what He promised in His word, as a German song goes. What did Peter say under the leading of the Holy Spirit? What did he say on the day of Pentecost? the first sermon, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The Lord is still calling. We may still come, dedicating our lives fully to the Lord. May all tongues, and may God bless our brothers and all who are translating. May He bless them in a special way. All worldwide, all who are listening, there is still the time of grace. The Lord is still calling. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. The time of grace is coming to its end. The promised return is very near at the door, and the message is reaching the ends of the earth. May the Lord God also today in Australia, New Zealand, may He bless worldwide, east and west, south and north, and may He call out the last ones, and in particular on the African continent, where thousands and upon thousands have been called and are coming together to hear this transmission. Beloved Lord, we pray for this city. We pray for our own country. We pray for Europe. How many are here who must still be called? We bring you everything, O God. And we are available for you. Until now, you have given grace, and you will continue to give grace. Let us sing, "Just as I am." And should some like to come to the front, then please come to the front as we are singing. Come a bit closer so that the rest can also come. Just come. Just come. Oh, blessed and praised. Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God. The Lord, the Almighty God. It's still the time of grace. The last call goes forth. Do you notice as with Paul, the pain was so great that many from the people of Israel missed the day of God's gracious visitation. They missed it. And he had to tell them, to you was given the law, the promises, the covenant was made with you. Why? Why? Why are you not coming? The same is happening today. Oh, brothers and sisters, the tears are coming to me. The same is today. Everywhere, religious programs are presented. Everywhere is music. Everywhere is charismatic. And all are walking on their own ways. Please, just look here. You are not coming to a man. We are just the preachers of the Word. He is the Word. It is Him on whom we believe. And therefore it's written, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe with all your heart. And then it will and must happen. Also today, in this meeting, when the Lord calls, then He's ready to receive and to tell to anyone, today you may lay off your burden. Today you are coming to me. I was crucified for you. I paid for your sin, for your transgression. I took it upon me. Therefore, I have come into the flesh to feel and to know what can come upon any human being. Please receive it today. We don't know how much time we still have. Let us remain sober. Also you young people, you youth, remain sober. Be of a sound mind at your workplace. Sober, with both feet upon the ground, but being joined with the Lord in your heart, believing the promise which He has given to us by His grace. Believe it. Believe it today. Although your sin is red as crimson, it shall become whiter than the snow. That's how it is written in the prophet Isaiah in chapter 2. And that's how it has become. The garments which we will have are snow white. They're not only white, they have on this snow white there's a so that the white is still more white. It's whiter than white. I've seen it. Brothers and sisters, it's really the day which the Lord has made. Do you all believe the promise? Also the promise that He would send a prophet? Amen. The prophet that He will return? Amen. And the promise, those who are ready will enter the marriage supper. And only then the door will be closed. Today I will ask two brothers that they pray with us. Brother Müller, would you please come today to pray with us? And where is Brother Forestieri? Where is our brother Arben, who will translate? Please come. We are gathered internationally. And Brother Gilbert can also come, just believing and praying, trusting the Lord that He will bring it to pass. May God bless you, brother. Beloved Lord Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful grace which was given to us. For you have opened the understanding for the Scripture to us. Help us that we keep your word unadulterated. All who have come before you here, you know their hearts, Lord. I pray for them. Be merciful to them. Reveal yourself unto them by your mercy. I ask it in Jesus' name. May your victory be manifested. Blessed be your name. All who need healing, may it be manifested now in Jesus' name. We praise you. Receive the worship. Receive the glory. We thank you for everything in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We believe with all our hearts. Where do we have Brother Forestieri? You want to pray in Italian? Okay. Where's Brother Luke? Please translate from the Italian language. We will hear French afterward.
Wunderbarer Vater.
Wonderful Father.
Deine Gegenwart.
Your presence, your blessing, your life which goes forth from your word is a fountain which never stops. It's something mighty. It's life for them whom you called out in this time. We are grateful for you with all our hearts. It's your work. And it's the time for your blessing. It's the time to receive all your promises. And it's the time to be together with you so that we can go home soon. You are ready to return, Lord. We feel it in our hearts. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. We ask you, bless these souls here. Revive the fire. You have predestined us before the foundation of the world. Quicken those who received your seed, that they bring forth fruit which this seed contains. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. We have no words to express our thanksgiving. We have no words how lovely you are speaking to us. How much blessing your word brings into our hearts. And it brings us this revival which we all need. Abide with us. It has become very late. It has become evening time. You are ready to return, Lord. And we wish that you remain in our midst, that you might glorify your name in our midst.
Oh, Signore, possiamo veramente sentire la tua presenza e la tua benedizione.
Und dass wir noch einmal deine Gegenwart verspüren.
And that we once again feel your presence.
Per ritornare ai cuori dei padri.
Damit wir zurückkommen zu den Herzen der Väter.
So that we return to the faith of the fathers, to this original Pentecost, where the hearts were trembling to receive your word, where they were praying together, where they were wishing together to walk together with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your servant. Thank you for the commission which you have given to him. And as you are continuing your work, the time is near, where nothing will remain unfulfilled. Only your word abides forever. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Yes, brother.
Notre Père céleste, Dieu tout-puissant.
Unser himmlischer Vater allmächtiger.
Our heavenly Father, Almighty God.
Unsere Herzen sind mit Freude an diesem Abend erfüllt.
Our hearts are filled with joy tonight. Les richesses
de Christ. Denn du hast uns das Werk Christi gezeigt.
For you have shown us the work of Christ.
Du hast noch einmal heute Abend direkt zu uns.
You once again spoke to us this evening directly.
Pour que ta parole, ta nourriture soit distribuée.
Denn du hast auch dafür gesorgt,
for you have taken care that your word can be given out as the spiritual food.
Wir erkennen an und sind dankbar.
We recognize and acknowledge it and are thankful. We thank you that you blessed us. For we are hearing what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We thank you with all our hearts.
À ce troupeau que tu as racheté par ton sang.
Denn wir sind die Herde, die du erlöst hast.
For we are the flock which you redeemed.
Möge dein Name, der Name unseres Gottes erhöht sein.
May the name Seigneur, of our God be exalted.
Das, was du uns heute Abend sagtest, Herr.
That what you said unto us tonight,
möge es in unseren Herzen brennen.
May it burn in our hearts.
Nous transporte et pour être prêt pour le retour de Jésus-Christ.
Dass wir es tragen,
so that we carry it and that we are being prepared for your return. Thank you for the food in due time. We thank you for this place.
Toute la reconnaissance que toi, grand Dieu, tu as fait du bien à notre cœur.
We thank you and acknowledge. And we thank you for what you have done in our hearts tonight. Bless your servant, Lord.
O
our God.
Beaucoup de reconnaissance de ce que tu te sers de cet instrument pour nous annoncer la parole pure.
We are very grateful for what you we are in the age of the bride age, and we believe that what is written in the Bible. May your name, the name of our God, be exalted. Thank you for the revelation of your word. I thank you for the clear message of preparation. And give grace that we are ready to go from here. We thank you that this time is very near.
Amen.
And all this we ask in the name of Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us sing once again, just as I... You faithful God, out of full conviction, in the perfect faith, we bring unto you all who are now here, whether they have come to the front or whether they are here in the meeting. We are all coming to you and we thank you for the redemption. We thank you for the blood of the new covenant. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the reconciliation. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for your word, for your grace. Dear Lord, what a privilege that your word does not return void, but it calls out, so that all who hear your voice are coming to you. Receive them. Forgive all. Be merciful to all. That in fact all who have come, that they go from here with the faith and the assurance that you have forgiven them. This is the day which you appointed for them and which you made by your grace. Bless all who are now joining us online right now, who are also dedicating their lives to you. Beloved Lord, we thank you also for it, that your word is reaching the ends of the earth, and that all are not only connected via the internet to a sermon, but that they are directly connected with you, the true God, with all the promises which you have given. And worldwide, we may thank you together for your grace. I thank you that all brothers and sisters who have come to the front, that they all received and accepted you. Say all amen. And now we sing, "This is the day." This we all say, amen. Precious sister, also with you, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. May He bless all. May He bless all. Receive it by faith and accept it. And now something. If somebody of you needs still personal prayer, all the French speaking are coming to a brother who speaks French, all in the various languages. Here are brothers who are available. If they are sick in our midst, who would like to be anointed with oil, please remain behind. Come to the front. We are still living in the time of the Bible, and every word of God is yes and amen. Now we ask Brother Schmidt to close with us in prayer. Great God, to you be the thanks and the adoration, that also we, each one of us who we are gathered here in your presence, whether great or little, young or old, those who have come to the front, who are testifying that they have received your word, or whether they are sitting here in the midst, in the meeting or worldwide, Lord, we thank you that we received and believed the promise. We are the children of promise who have the right to be heirs. We thank you for it. Please bless each one of us. Lord Jesus Christ, bless. I just was thinking, bless our brother Peinert. Give him strength. And then he will see what he believes. Once again, we thank you. Please bless all who are present and bless all who listened worldwide. Bless from the riches of your grace. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing. Please go with this word home. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Amen. And the other word from Matthew 11, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest unto your souls. I will quicken you. The Lord has done it. He promised it, and we believe the promise. Has it become great to you? Did you understand everything? Very good. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Who says a chorus? Who says a chorus? Hand who was seeking me. Thank you.